So, just for now, just think of ourselves settling into the body, into our bodies. Just sort of getting a sense of the shape and the weight of our body on the earth. And then we begin to pay attention to the breath. Just watching the breath as it comes and goes. And as we pay attention to the breath, we automatically become aware of the mind, which is the link to the spirit world and the physical world. Being conscious of the rhythm of the breath, just ever so subtle. And as we breathe in, just gradually breathing deeper and slower, to breathe in as much air as we can into our lungs. And when we breathe as much air as we can, just hold our breath for a few seconds and then slowly release. And as you slowly release, just consciously relax. Relax as you release. Taking more air into the lungs, breathing deeper and deeper to the very bottom. And hold our breath again. And just feel your lungs growing bigger and bigger. And then as you breathe out, just slowly, that's it, just let it go slowly. And feel the pressure from the tension and the pressure flowing from the body. Feeling the body becoming relaxed. And one last time, keep breathing in and breathing in and breathing in and breathing in, holding the breath. And this time, just breathe out from the belly, letting go the tension. And as we breathe into the belly, just breathe deep, as if you're breathing all the way to the spine. Hold and relax. And then bringing our attention up to the face. Again, breathing in through the face. Deep into the brain. Hold. Hold, and as we breathe out from the face, just slowly breathing out, letting the pressure go, relaxing the face and the head. Breathing into the face again, as if the breath is coming through the pores of the skin, deep into the brain. Hold, breathing again, more air into the brain, holding the breath, and when we exhale, just slowly breathe out and let the pressure in the head go, let the tension in the face go with the breath, allow your body to let the pressure go for you, that's it, just let the body let it go for you. And then one last time, breathing into the face. Holding the air in the head. Holding as much as you can, for as long as you can. And then when you breathe out, we just breathe out slowly. Letting the pressure and the stress leave the head. And then just going back to breathing in a natural rhythm, slow and steady. Next, friends, I invite us to let go of ourselves and feel. That's it, let go of yourself. To do that, we might have to feel ourselves first, just feel what ourself is, that sort of awareness of self. And inside, what you can feel as yourself, just feel yourself inside. This itself is a massive healing step, to feel yourself, the energy of yourself. So just take a few minutes there to feel the awareness of, or the self, or the I, or the me. Just feel that inside. It's not till we feel it ourselves that we realise how big we are, or how really who we are really. That's it. So just feeling yourself, your identity, your selfhood. And then just let it go. Let yourself go and feel. Just pure feeling. That's it. Just wakening up what is not ourself, the energy that we can feel with. And if you feel yourself getting in the way of this wonderful, it's like a warm flow, just let yourself go and feel. Feel the energy that's around the self. Feel the energy that's above and below and in the four directions around the self. Just let yourself go and feel what's there. The part of what we think of as our conscious self, that's the part that we call just, that gets in the way. When you hear us saying, sometimes you get in the way, that's what you're feeling when you're what you're letting go of just now, is what gets in the way. The energy that you're feeling that's above and below and in the four directions, that's the power of the healing. That's the sacred hoop. That's the universal healing power. And as we can feel, it's a much bigger energy than ourselves. Elders say to feel is to heal. And this is what is, that's what it's all about, friend. In many, many senses of the word. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go around the wheel with the four directions and the healing powers that the directions are, the spirit of the four directions and the healing power that they contain. So we'll start in the east, friends. Invite us to visualise the colour yellow. Just think of the colour yellow. And when you see and visualise that colour and feel that colour, just reflect and say, what is this colour doing to me? What is this colour? How am I responding? What is it doing for me? And yellow is the colour of the east. And of course, the power of the east is the spirit, upliftment, vitality, illumination, life, spiritual life. And just accept that colour yellow into yourself. Just as it, open up your vision to really feel the colour, the light of yellow inside. Feeling your spirit awakening again. Your spirit refreshing, being renewed again. Just that's it, just kind of letting the colour, letting the light of yellow awaken you, recharge your batteries, awakening the light inside. This is a healing energy. This is the light illumination. Just take a few minutes, friends, to relax and allow the yellow light to heal you. Heal the spirit. Renew the spirit. Fill your spirit with loving energy. Next, we move to the south. So, just thanking the power of the east. As the colour, as it manifests as the colour of yellow. For example, when we see an eagle, we say, that's, we don't say there's an eagle, we say there is the power of the east. Right in front of us. It's always there in many, many forms. Like bear is the west. So when you see bear, you're having a direct encounter with power of the west, or your body, or the earth. So we say, in the direction of south, is the colour red. So now, friends, I invite you to visualise the colour red inside you. Attune to the colour red and see what that colour, see how that colour is affecting your body. And your feelings. How is that colour? How are you responding to that colour? colour of the heart, the colour of blood, passion, happiness, vitality. Just allowing the colour red to heal. Heal the body, heal the passions. Inside our body, our blood and our heart, because they're red, they are, that's the power of the south inside us. All being made through the power of the south. And now, friends, move to the direction of west. And the colour is black. Visualising a velvety, soft black colour inside us. Colour of power, stillness, silence, helping to heal the mind, being still. Just losing ourselves in the black light. Especially the mind. Just rest the mind, relax the mind. Allow black to become, to still the mind, silence the mind. You may see visions or colours in front of your eyes. That's great. The power of the West is the power of dreaming. So if you see things and your eyes are closed, just let the images or the colours flow through. That's it. Only in the West can you see the vision. Power of the through to the direction of the East. Finally, we move to the direction of the north, and the colour of north is white. The power of the north is cleansing and purification. So just thinking of the colour white inside us, and allowing the white wind, the wind of the north, cleanse us, blow through us, and purify us, renewing us, clarifying things for us. And so we come back to the centre now, back to the centre of the wheel, back to ourselves. And this time, when you feel yourself inside, just see what if there's been a change or a difference to what you're feeling about yourself just now. How has tuning to the four directions changed what you feel about yourself inside? Finally, just coming back to the breath again, and just focusing on the breath. Being aware of our body on the earth, and that we're present inside the body again. That we can feel the clothes we wear, can sense the air we breathe, and hear the sounds around us. Just bringing ourselves back, focusing on the body, conscious of the body.